This piece was brought to you by Brooklyn Slate, brooklynslate.com,
heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
T is for tequila. Hello, and welcome to The Edible Alphabet. I'm Ashley Kosiak, here to take you through the history of food, one letter at a time. Today, we're going to learn about a drink that dates back to pre-Columbian times and is distilled and produced exclusively in Mexico. That's right, it's tequila. To begin with, I need to distinguish between two terms, mezcal and tequila. Traditionally, all tequila were part of the mezcal family, but today they are different drinks. Tequila comes from the state of Jalisco and the surrounding region, while mezcal generally comes from Oaxaca. Tequila is made exclusively with agave tequila Weber, the blue variety, while mezcal can come from various types of agave. Tequila can be double or triple distilled, and mezcal is often only distilled once. In older records, mezcal and tequila are used sometimes interchangeably, but by today's standards, they are two distinct beverages. Before Spain conquered Mexico in the 16th century, the indigenous peoples of the region made a drink called pulque from the maguey plant. The Spanish later adopted this drink, but instead of fermenting it, they distilled it, and they called it mezcal. It could be known as mezcal wine, mezcal brandy, agave wine, mezcal tequila, or simply tequila. The first license to produce tequila was given to José Antonio Cuervo Sr., who received the right to cultivate land for agave by the King of Spain in 1758. However, the drink did not achieve prominence until Mexico won independence in 1821, when Spanish and other European products became much more difficult to obtain. Tequila was first exported to the United States in 1873, and its popularity surged during the Second World War due to the scarcity of whiskey and other spirits. In 1978, Mexico established the first body to regulate tequila quality and consistency, the Norma Oficial Mexicana. It was this body that stipulated that tequila must be made from the agave tequiliana Weber plant, that agave must be grown in the volcanic soils of Jalisco, and the drink must contain at least 51% blue agave juice. Norma has set the standard for all tequila we drink today. So if you choose to belly up to the bar, try a tequila. But don't be fooled by a bottle with a worm. The worm is harmless, but a worm in a bottle of tequila was a marketing ploy developed in America in the 1940s and is not a Mexican tradition. For more information, follow us on Twitter at EdibleABCs and tune in next time. I'm Ashley Kosiak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.